It has been written about Ian Smith, and I quote, throughout his life, and particularly during the war years, when his white-run army fought an increasingly bloody insurgency mounted from neighbouring Zambia and Mozambique, Ian Smith evoked diametrically opposed responses. To his followers, Ian embodied what they considered the quintessential virtues of white Rhodesians. He was patriotic, resourceful, resilient. A man without pretensions who showed a defiant readiness to play rough when circumstances required. His opponents saw him very differently. Black nationalists and other critics called him obdurate, intransigent, devious, racist, fascist, evil, second only to apartheid rulers of South Africa. He became Black Africa's symbol of iniquitous white rule. Brothers and sisters, a person who is able to evoke such differing responses has to be someone who is especially passionate. And yet, most of us Africans here this morning can recognize this passion that motivated us in our early life.